Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam, announced the pardons after meeting with about a dozen advocates and descendants of the Martinsville Seven. Seven young black men who were all convicted of raping 32-year-old Ruby Stroud Floyd, a white woman who had gone to a predominantly black neighborhood in Martinsville, Virginia, on January 8, 1949, to collect money for clothes she had sold. The seven men, who were mostly in their late teens and 20s, were tried by all-white juries and sentenced to death. All seven men were convicted and sentenced within 8 days. Northam said some of the defendants were impaired at the time of their arrests or unable to read confessions they signed, and none of the men had attorneys present while they were interrogated.
We're here to acknowledge the wrong that was done to these seven men. The system, the criminal justice system of the Commonwealth of Virginia, it failed them. They did not receive due process. Their punishment did not fit the crime. And so today, I'm giving each one of the seven a posthumous pardon.
It was the largest group of people executed for a single victim crime in Virginia's and possibly the nation's history. At the time, rape was a capital offense, but Governor Northam says after going over court records, they found the death penalty for rape was applied almost exclusively to black people.
From 1908, when Virginia began using the electric chair and keeping execution region records in the central location, to 1951, state records show that all 45 people executed for rape in Virginia were black men. These men were executed because they were black, and that's not right.
Before their executions 70 years ago, protesters picketed at the White House, and the governor's office received letters from around the world pleading for mercy. James Walter Grayson is a son of one of the Martinsville Seven, Francis DeSales Grayson. James Grayson said he was 4 years old when his father was executed, and he sobbed loudly when Northam told the family members he would grant pardons after meeting with them. Grayson then spoke after the meeting.
My heart goes out also unto the rest of the families, because this is what I wanted. I cried about it. I prayed about it, that, you know, that the families will receive that closure. And today is history. We received that closure.
Late last year, advocates and descendants of the Martinsville Seven asked Governor Northam to issue posthumous pardons. Their petition does not argue the men were innocent, but says their trials were unfair and the punishment was extreme and unjust. The seven men were Francis DeSales Grayson, Booker T. Milner, Frank Hairston Jr., Howard Lee Hairston, James Luther Hairston, Joe Henry Hampton, and John Claiborne Taylor. Virginia's Governor Northam has now granted a total of 604 pardons since taking office in 2018. That's more than the previous nine governors combined, according to his administration. In March, the Democrats signed legislation passed by the state's Democratic-controlled legislature that abolishes the state's death penalty. It was a dramatic shift for Virginia, a state that had the second highest number of executions in the U.S. The case of the Martinsville Seven was cited during the legislative debate as an example of the disproportionate use of the death penalty against people of color. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.